What is going on, everybody? My name is Connor Lawler. Welcome back to another week of the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the week's movie news, entertainment news, and in the second half of the episode, we're going to talk a little bit about weird news. I am joined, as always, by my partner in crime, by my best pal, Mr. Sean Meehan. Sean, how's it going?
I'm good, Connor. Personally, really looking forward to the second half, going to be honest. That's where my heart is.
Wow, really big sell early on.
I don't like movies. That's well documented on the program.
So the first 40 minutes is going to be movies.
No, 40 minutes? Oh, fuck that.
If you too don't like movies, Sean, you have added a timestamp down below.
I have.
You are only here for weird news.
I've done that 2 weeks in a row now, and I'm very proud of myself.
I'm so proud, and I haven't checked, but I'm assuming they're wrong, and that brings me more joy.
No, because... I look at them from the editing software and I write down whatever that says, Connor, because I put in a jingle every time as well. Successfully two times, like that's I deserve some fucking medal for that.
Twice. He's done it two times that he's added a jingle. Now, that is, if that doesn't keep you around, I don't know what will. If you're here for movie news, if you're here for just weird news, that's absolutely fine. We have lots of people that enjoy both. So this is kind of a bit of a variety hour show, and it's the third episode. So, I mean, the third of episode like 670. Or 700 for us, but it's of this format, so we're still figuring it out. If you like it, put in the Spotify comment, maybe let us know. If you don't like it, send it to Sean directly.
True. Also, people have been filling in those Spotify comments more, and I really, really appreciate it, so thank you to everyone that does that. There was a comment mentioning that Fall Out Boy is essentially Dad Rock. Someone called it Dad Rock, and it's not inaccurate, but fuck it, it hurts.
I have a very nice story about you. Is that you sent me? This is random, by the way. But this is movie news, Sean. Yes. I have obviously put together all the week's movie news,
scoured
entertainment news,
internet,
and just generally having a bit of a chit chat about everything to do with film. If you can give us a like, 5 stars, a follow on all the podcast platforms, that'd be fantastic.
Little
we have
review
a Patreon.
If you're feeling cheeky.
We have a Patreon down below. We do extra movie reviews if you want to head on over there. But to let you know, Sean actually is a nice person, which annoys me because that it gets on my nerves because I don't like people who are nice.
They don't make men like me anymore. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, he's a bitch. Like he's a prick, but like he's nice.
Right, where's this going?
Like 2 years ago, I said to you, I like Alpha Dog, the Fall Out Boy song fucking 2005. And like, I just randomly, I was like, oh, Alpha Dog is my favourite song.
Yeah, because
I was like,
oh,
I'm not
died.
Like,
it's great.
I'm not like mainstream. Like, I just like that old
Are
tunes.
You an underground
and
fan?
I opened my Twitter 2 weeks ago and Sean had sent me a link of them singing Alpha Dog.
Live for the first time in 17 years.
my only DM from you is one link to Alpha Dog.
I remember things about my friends, Connor.
It sickens me. So, Sean, this is Movie Mondays. I think it's good to get started early because we have some pretty big news. It's not another Joker 2 trailer, thankfully. Good. But it is sad news, I suppose. Do you like Quentin Tarantino? Have you heard of him? He does movies.
Does he do movies? Is he one of those movie critics you hear about?
He's a movie critic, yeah.
Right, okay. No, I like Tarantino's stuff. I like it for what it is. They're not my favourite movies. Does that put me in a certain camp? I don't know.
You're trying to be diplomatic. I like it, right?
Yeah.
So, because obviously people love Quentin Tarantino. There's like whole fan bases are like, that's my guy. That's cool too.
Yeah.
People don't like Fall Out Boy. Sean likes them.
And other people are wrong.
Other people say it's Dad Rock. Quentin Tarantino cancels his final film, Sean. So this happened in the last week, and so what we've all known is that he's been wanting to do his 10th movie. He's always been insisted that he's going to get to 10 and then retire. And there was a lot of talk of what it could be. And then he stated like a year ago, I think it was about nearly over a year ago now, that his final film would be a movie called The Movie Critic.
Yeah, that was a little joke I made at the start.
Very good. And basically he has said that that was the movie that he was going to finish on. And now it kind of looks like it's basically been scrapped. He is no longer doing that movie. So now the question becomes, is he just retiring on 9, or are we getting a Star Trek movie based out from Quentin Tarantino?
Well, here's the thing, is that the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was his last film, and that's objectively probably the best one he could end on, because it's all about Hollywood and, like, you know, past glory and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Hard to top that with your 10th one that everyone is going to be laser focused on as your last film, because he is a very prolific director.
The thing about that is, if you say this is my 10th one, and this is, then people are like, okay, well, the scale is it's going to get better. Which isn't always the case, because number 9 might be better than number 10, or number 7 might be your best.
And your first film was Reservoir Dogs. Like,
you've set a very high standard. And the issue is, if you're hitting 10s, and then your last film is maybe an 8, still really good, but if the previous ones were 10, then everyone's now disappointed.
Yeah, you want to go out like as best you can, I think.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite Tarantino movie? Like, out of the 9 that exist?
Probably Kill Bill, maybe. Kill just Bill's as a classic.
Good. Yeah. There's a lot to like about Kill Bill. It's just silly.
Yeah, what about you?
I like From Dusk Till Dawn, because vampires. It's
actually, yeah, I love that one too.
And Clooney fucking chewing scenery the whole time.
My favourite part of the whole thing is George Clooney describing that Quentin Tarantino cast him and George Clooney as brothers because he said they looked very alike.
Yeah.
And they could be brothers.
Tell me I'm wrong.
And George Clooney's so disgusted.
He's like, he found that out after the fact.
Like, he's like, do you know I look like George Clooney? Like,
a lot of
who
people say
you?
It. There's a whole film where I look like George Clooney.
You gotta just love that. Just like, yeah, me and Chris Hemsworth look very alike. I think we could be brothers.
I mean, if we got like Hemsworth and Ryan Gosling, I think that's like us two as podcast hosts, you know? Like,
if we wanted just like for people to replicate us maybe in a 90-minute movie that really runs its course, but it's maybe uplifting. And I think I should be played by Chris Hemsworth.
And I think I should be played by two Ryan Goslings trading off every so often. But it's very clear when they trade off.
They run off screen and one run back on.
Yeah, they tag out. Like, it's like, and we see the tag.
So, Sean, are you... I mean, to me, I don't think he's finishing on 9.
I think he's probably going to take a break from just making things and then come back in, like, maybe 5 to 7 years.
I think Tarantino was always one of those people that I was always fascinated by giving himself a number, because when you do that, to me, no matter what kind of medium it is, especially with his success, you always have to take of one more job.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to stick to that principle, because for him, he's like, okay, I'm stopping at 10. Maybe this movie, for example, hypothetically, this movie comes out next year, stops at 10, even if it's amazing success. You're telling me 2040 rolls around and like Warner Brothers rolls a truck of money to his house and is like, we will give you $10 billion to make a movie.
Yeah, it's very hard to argue with that. But also, like, those movies, I feel like as soon as he gets out of the game, I feel like they become fair play for people to try and remake, or to make, like, a Kill Bill 3, you know? Like, to just use a successful property for profit, which is, Hollywood would never do that, first of all. Let's just make that clear.
Of course not. Jesus.
But, so I was just saying.
But at the same time, that is a good point, because like, these getting remade. I mean, Reservoir Dogs is definitely getting remade.
They're going to do Reservoir Dogs with the hot new shit in Hollywood. Like, it's going to be... I'm going to put this claim out there. If in the next 4 years we don't get a Reservoir Dogs with fucking Timothée Chalamet and Austin Butler... like all of these people, and then who would be the older actor at that point? Robert Downey Jr.
Get Downey in. Downey's doing anything that Tom Holland is doing.
Oh, big time. Yeah, get Tom Holland in. Why not? Like,
actually, I picked Kill Bill. Inglourious Bastards.
Bastards is it's quite a good film.
It's a flick. It's a good one, to be fair.
It's got Brad Pitt doing fucking Bongiorno the whole time. Like,
Exactly.
Lieutenant Aldo Rain.
I just seen this as like, this has been cancelled. It's obviously a pretty big news in terms of, he's probably one of the most famous directors in the world.
Yeah.
Or ever. So pretty important if he's going to do the movie or not. It has been cancelled at the moment. By cancelled, I mean not the studio cancelled it. He has cancelled it.
Yeah, he was like, I don't want to make this. Like, I think one of the characters, I think maybe Leo DiCaprio's character from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was meant to come back as an older version of himself.
Mm.
And I think he just decided, no, this isn't the way I want to go with this.
But look, at this point, it could just be, okay, I'm not doing it that way, but I have another idea for a different movie that's probably going to come out in 2026, 2027, and it's going to make a gajillion dollars, and it'll be really good, and yeah, what can we do? So, at this moment, I don't think he's off. I think I would like him to just finish at Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, just for the whole like idea of it.
Yeah.
But I don't think he will, especially like if he has 10 in his head, he's always just going to do 10.
Yeah, he feels like that kind of guy where like it was always the plan to do 10. Wild that 9 of them have been good. Like, yes.
That's mad. That's really mad. Like, there's some of the best directors in the world. You got to have one shit one. Yeah. Surely.
I think the worst he's made, not even the worst, but like the least successful or marvelous thing that he's made is The Hateful Eight, and even that is pretty good.
Like, it's better than a lot of people's best movie.
Yes, yeah, like he's reached his fine is better than most people's outstanding.
I don't think anyone else really has reached that. Like, maybe Nolan slightly, like
Nolan, yeah. Denis Villeneuve has like a lot of claim to that as well.
That's true. We did look at his filmography, just like knocks it out of the park every single time.
And Matt Reeves isn't too bad either. He probably doesn't get the like auteur distinction a lot. But
I think Tarantino, what he has is the longevity. Where like Denny even has maybe like over 10. Like Tarantino has over like fucking 40 at this stage.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's been doing it so good for so long.
Yeah.
That he's just, because even like Cameron and fucking Spielberg, they've had misses recently. Like
Tintin.
Tintin. Ready Player One, for example.
True. You really turned on Spielberg after Ready Player One, and it was so funny.
It's like, it has no reason to exist. Like, what are we? We're just flexing the properties Warner Brothers owns.
Like, did you not remember that beach scene? Tom Hanks is there, they're running, that's great.
I've seen everything. I've seen everything, Connor, and it's still terrible.
What are you talking about?
I'll go watch the BFG, why don't you?
Okay, right, so I think he just started making some movies for his grandchildren. Leave him alone, right? He's Spielberg. The
Fablemans was pretty good, okay?
I'll give him that. His Oscar-winning Fables movie. So, Sean, we're going to move on to our next piece of news, and I have some pretty big updates for our favourite movie in the Marvel Universe currently, Blade.
Okay.
That's right. The movie everyone is looking forward to.
Genuinely, the one with, on paper, the perfect movie.
Can't fail. But what has happened, if anyone hasn't been keeping up with what's been going on with the Blade movie. Now, if you remember Blade, Wesley Snipes Blade, you remember from the 90s?
I do.
Cool movies.
Really cool. We reviewed it on the Patreon a couple of years ago. And really good.
It still holds up.
Still holds up. It's a good time.
Mahershala Ali signed on to do the Blade movie in 2021. I think it was like in 2020, maybe 2021, around then.
Yeah, came out in a Blade hat. Everyone was very excited.
Oh, and literally everyone was like, oh wow, one of the best actors in the world wants to be Blade. That's a great idea. And at the time, Marvel's killing it. Like, Avengers Endgame and all were just coming out. Like, had just come out. They were riding high.
Yeah.
But since then, we have touched on this production probably 3 or 4 times in the intervening years, and every single time is just sets on fire.
There's no script anymore. The script is real bad.
They've thrown out the script about 7 times. 7 directors have come and gone.
Yeah, there's no directors, no crew.
There's no crew. Like, everything, nobody likes what was being put out. Mahershala Ali was rewriting it himself. And because it was just like, this is terrible.
I'm not acting in this. Like, I'm not reading this out. Like,
I'm pretty sure he's walked away about four or five times and he just keeps coming back.
He was like, teased at the end of Eternals. Like, it was... Along with Harry Styles later on.
Like. He's like, please come back. But he is still attached to playing a writer as of this moment.
Okay.
Okay. So, all I know, though, is that recently, Sean, there has been new script details for Marvel's reboot.
Oh.
And the final script for Blade has hopefully finally been done.
Interesting. Any what are we talking here? Is it like a universe spanning thing? Is it tying in a bunch of different properties into the new MCU or anything like
that? So Daniel Rickman has basically announced. Now, Daniel Rickman, if you don't know, he has screenwriting credits on Logan, Blade Runner at 2049, and a few of the Poirot movies recently. He was brought in November of last year, which is the last time we talked about this, to basically rewrite the script from ground up. Remember, this movie was meant to start filming last October. So
this movie should be basically done by now.
A month after it was set to basically start filming, they were like, actually, no, the script needs to just be done from start to finish again.
Yeah, we need a full rewrite from the ground up of what this character is about.
Yeah. The movie will now... He basically came out and said that the movie is now no longer a period piece and is set in the present-day Marvel Cinematic Universe and will, and I love this bit, focus on Blade.
Sorry, Connor. The Google Meet might have broken up there. Did you say that previous to this, the Blade movie didn't focus on Blade?
Which... It's never said, but the real heavy implication in that is that they've been working on a script that was set in maybe the 1840s where Blade wasn't the main character.
See, that's fascinating to me, because why would you title a film Blade if we weren't going to see any of Blade in it?
We should have done the first Iron Man movie, but only focused on Jarvis.
That sounds like what they were going... like. What was the move there? Again, we've said this from day one. It's the easiest sell in the world. Oscar winner Mahershala Ali fights vampires.
He wants to do your movie? Just do a Blade movie where he fights a big bag of vampires.
Yeah. See, that's really weird, because Werewolf by Night was a very interesting Marvel version of a horror movie. Which felt like a blueprint for how they would deal with horror in the Marvel Universe. Like, how do you not make Blade, but make it like, you know, Dracula from back in the day? Like, do that. Like, just make a movie.
By the way, I got it wrong. It wasn't meant to start recording in October 2023. It was actually October 2022 it was meant to start filming.
We should be watching it right now.
But then the director left, and then they got a different director in, and then that director left, and then they got several different writers in, and then the writing strike happened.
Ah, yes.
And then just a whole thing. It's now set to begin filming in fall of this year.
So 2 years after it was meant to begin filming, basically.
Yeah, I think what their problem was I think they were trying to do this movie as an Iron Man 2 situation to set up the Midnight Suns. They weren't doing a Blade movie. So if you don't know, the Midnight Suns are a team that has Blade, Morbius, Ghost Rider sometimes.
Yeah, like, Moon Knight, Werewolf by Night sometimes, like...
It's a lot of the weirdos, a lot of the freaks.
Doctor Strange is usually in it. I'm sure that was thrown around.
So I think they were using this movie as just kind of a let's set Blade up so then we can bring him into modern times and then he's part of that team.
Is what you're saying.
Rush it, basically. And I think Mahershala Ali must have just been like, could we not just do a movie where I'm... like fighting Dracula or something? See,
there's a reason the first Blade... holds up, and it's because they fully buy into how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
And I think you need to do that. You need to be okay with this not being, you know, the fictional science of Iron Man 1 or something like that.
You also kind of have to accept that no scene you ever come up with in any script will be as cool as the blood in the nightclub coming out with sprinklers.
Yeah, I don't want them to try to emulate that. Because they're just going to do it worse. Like, and also, you need... I want him to be as cool as some motherfuckers always try to ice skate uphill.
It's very hard to do as cool as Wesley Snipes. 1999 Wesley Snipes is pretty peak cool.
It's pretty fascinating because Blade, before that movie came out, was just like, he was a regular man who dressed like a traditional old school vampire hunter. Like, long coat, bright pants, fucking pockets everywhere. Kind of shit. And then they just had Wesley Snipes and they made him the coolest dude in the world. And that transitioned into comics and that's what Blade is now.
Yeah.
Like,
because it was so good, it just went back. So, I mean, look, if you want to do Blade, if you want to make Blade the main character in the Blade movie, I think fair play to you.
It's a bold
fantastic
move.
Fantastic idea.
But I think it could pay off. And also... I feel like we're never seeing Kit Harington's Black Knight again.
Ever again.
I know that he was teased with Blade.
He is not... I mean, I don't think anyone really even remembers what happened in the Eternals. So
I do. I thought it was fine.
I mean, there's a giant man out of the earth now.
Who the fuck are you talking? That's the coolest shit. It's weird that it was never addressed, but the fact that it happened is a decision.
The fact that it happened was a decision. I will agree with you on that.
Excellent.
But
moving
on. That about, about anything. Like, there's a giant hand coming out of the earth and everyone's like, all right, cool. And that didn't affect tides. You gave Moonfall endless amounts of shit because every time the moon came to Earth...
Sorry, what's this? This isn't all on me giving Moonfall shit,
I'm just saying, I'm willing to give the shit to Boat, but you apparently are too good to say the big hand coming out of the sea was a bad idea.
I don't think it was a bad idea. I think it was a poor follow-up. Moonfall yet to deliver its promised sequel, so...
How do you do a sequel to Moonfall?
Sunfall.
If you haven't, please, everyone watch Moonfall. If you're in for a night, like you're settling in, you ever have that where you're like, what will we watch?
Yeah, yourself and your partner, you're on the couch, you're wondering what to watch. You're scrolling through Netflix or Prime or Hulu or whatever the fuck it is, and you're saying, I don't feel like this. Give me 97 minutes of your time. Because if you pop on Moonfall... That's a memory. You can't get rid of that memory, no matter how long
you've both gone through the trauma together, just like me and Sean did.
Yeah.
And all you need to know is the premise is in the title.
That's fair.
I mean...
I'll correct myself. It's 130 minutes of your time I require. However...
Almost too long.
Let that extra half an hour or so... That's all necessary for the experience.
Moonfall. If this doesn't drag you in, there's a scene, by the way, the plot is the moon falls.
Yeah.
But the scene that really should drag you in is that our main hero character is there with the other guy, who's like the tech guy, and they're in a hotel, and the moon is halfway falling to Earth. Already halfway. They're like, you've got 24 hours left to live. When that thing hits, we're all dead.
Yeah.
And... the whole place is flooded. The city is completely flooded in water. The oceans are all fucked up. And they decide to take a nap.
It cuts. They wake up in a hotel room wearing bathrobes.
You're like, now, right, what are we doing?
There's a piece where the moon clips the top of the Rocky Mountains and the earth is fine after. Goes back where it came from. Goes back into place. Michael Pena dies for no goddamn reason.
Oh yeah, well he just couldn't breathe anymore for some reason.
Look, watch Moonfall play. Or listen to us talk about Moonfall.
It's the best movie.
Was that a Patreon or was that a public episode?
No, I think that came out as like a Movie Mondays episode. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because it's the patron movie of the show.
It's just, it's the chair of the movie world. Hero Zero fans will know that. They're both terrible.
More chair comments, Sean, this week, by the way. Very excited about those.
A lot of chair comments. Sean, I want to move on because I have good news. I know that you hate normal cable TV. I know you hate having 200 channels paying $50.
What about if I said to you?
What if I said to you? That now that you have your streaming services, I know you're as happy as you can be.
Yes. It's and perfect. I don't want to.
Well, Disney Plus users are reportedly set maybe to get a bit of an overhaul, because they will soon get the option to stream various content in the form of, and they have this word here, I don't really know what it means, channels. And so this is very exciting news altogether. Sean, please bear with me. Disney Plus will now have channels in which you will be able to click on things, but only Disney-owned properties, such as a channel for Star Wars, a channel for Marvel, a channel for maybe some of their Disney Plus or their Disney cartoon shows. Just channels that you can click on that I would probably say will maybe have some advertisements when you click on them.
I think, I'm going to try to be as fair as possible here, but in this late stage of capitalism...
What a great start.
And given the profits and revenue that Disney affords itself,
I
think it's morally okay to start pirating Disney shit. Like, on a net, like, I'm balancing my heart against a feather kind of thing. Yeah. I think it's fine. I think it doesn't matter anymore.
You're saying, why do you have a Pirate Bay logo tattooed onto your forehead? That's super weird, bro.
Yo-ho-ho is all I say.
You do love pirates.
I do love pirates. This plays right into my hands, to be honest.
And I know, for you, that's big, because you're always like, you're the one buying all those YouTube movies for fucking $2.99, and I respect that.
Yeah, look, someone has to.
Someone's got it. You're the only person left.
I've been on a weird kick where I want to start buying DVDs again, just to have them. Like,
just to have the media.
They can't take those away from me, yeah.
True, so that is true.
Physical copies. But,
I mean, I think this is obviously a great idea. Streaming services need to introduce not only password sharing, but I want to have maybe some sort of things that I can change channels. I want to be able to flick through them.
But, like, but people already, like, sorry, there's so much. Okay, so the whole thing of streaming... It was like, hey, you don't need your cable TV provider or your satellite TV provider anymore. This is the future. We don't need any of it. So people invested really, really hard in that in like the early 2010s. And then now rolls around and it's 10 years later and all of those companies now have to start making money. So now they're just making cable TV again. Because they're all fucking cowards.
So I like the idea that we tried this model for like maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
And then they realised the original model was much better. And now they're like, oh fuck, what do we do?
And also the original model had better policing as to how you could treat customers. Because it was like they were like actually proper companies and like generally localised in your own country.
Yeah.
Whereas Disney Plus in... the US is drastically different than Disney Plus in Ireland. Like, Disney Plus in Ireland is a very good deal because you get all of the, like, Starz stuff, whereas that's in, like, Hulu in the US. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff spread out. It's more spread out in the US, whereas it's very condensed over here.
But if you spend, like... I mean, this is obviously a logic or the obvious thing to say, but if you spend $70 on 7 different streaming services, is that not more money than the 50 you were spending on the 200 channels? See,
and you know, but now everywhere has a fucking exclusive show. Everywhere has their Stranger Things that you need to tune into, otherwise you don't get all of the internet memes for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my God.
I wanted
to touch on that just because I wanted to make you sad. That's literally the only reason I threw it in.
I appreciate it. For the sake of the show, I acknowledge that's a very fun bit that you did.
It's also important to touch on the fact that, I mean, this is just... we touch on this a lot, but also David Zaslav made $53 million extra this year. So that's good.
For and he worked 53 times harder than anyone else on that production.
He did, to be fair. He fired all those people and they're taking away all of our shows. Fantastic.
And all those movies. I love Wile E. Coyote.
I just think that if I worked 6 months on a show, you can't just delete it from the service.
No.
And just so it doesn't exist anymore.
And I'd like to bring it back. Morally... I think it's fine to do. If you have that footage, do whatever you want with it, honestly.
I think, if you get taken off the streaming services, I think it's completely fine to stick it up somewhere else.
What was it? Was Willow taken off of Disney Plus? And that show, that was a Disney Plus exclusive. That just doesn't exist anywhere anymore.
Everyone who worked on it is no longer like able to ever access it whatsoever.
Yeah. We're about to have a shit ton of lost media because companies are worried about not getting their bonus at Christmas.
On a sporting aspect, it's actually also fascinating because, like, I think I talked about this before, but so the Premier League, football, yes, in England, right? They got 20 teams, so 10 games every weekend.
Yes.
And say only 3 of them are ever televised on any channel. So you have 7 other games with 14 other teams that never get any screen time.
That are in the same league. And like,
if you were a fan of any of those teams, and you legally pay maybe $70 a month for 5 different sports streaming services. You got your like Premier Sports, Sky Sports, all of them.
Yeah.
And none of them legally show your match out of your team.
And you you have no legal way to watch the team you support.
What do you think those people are gonna do?
I'd wager they would listen to the local radio station to try and listen to it.
like, surely you just make all 10 games available on one of the channels. Just like any of them.
And it doesn't need to be the full coverage with like commentary and like graphics and everything like that.
Yeah, have like press the red button just to go to the match.
Pick the match you want to watch and just leave that on. And it could be a wide shot. It'll be fine. At least people can watch and experience it.
I mean, it's just so stupid. It's so dumb. Just like the complete like condensing of media is just like, and then they're like, why is everyone streaming everything? You wouldn't steal a car.
Why is that fucking, if the car pissed me off enough, I just might.
If there's only 7 cars.
Yeah, if there's 7 cars and they're all competing with each other. Still one car.
And I have enough money to buy a car, but there's only 7. I want a car.
Yeah, if I have money to buy a car and you won't sell it to me, I'll find other options. I'll take a bus.
John, I want to move on to our next piece of news. And this, I think, is very important. Spider-Man rumours. Oh. So, what's been getting a lot of love recently is Sam Raimi's Spider-Man movies.
Got a re-release in the US, I believe.
Re-released in the US, and a lot of people were going to see them again, that trilogy with Sam Raimi. And 1 and 2 obviously get the most plaudits. Number 3, not so much plaudits, but what can we do? Sam was already kind of out at that stage. But the rumour that is going around, Sean, and we're going to finish off our Movie Monday segment with this, is that Sam Raimi is rumoured to be directing the Spider-Man No Way Home sequel starring Tom Holland and Zendaya.
Fascinating.
Mm.
I like this. Like, and I will, I've been on record, I don't like Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. I think it's a weak entry. However, it's very well, like, there's a lot of Sam Raimi in that movie, and that stuff I like. So I think having this new era of, like, Tom Holland Spider-Man, where he's more of a street level on his own kind of Spider-Man, getting Sam Raimi, who was very much a street level on his own director for a very long time, could add some interesting things to that.
It also kind of combines the, I know everyone's trying to get the thing off the ground of Tom Maguire, come back for number 4. That's not happening, right?
He might come back for Secret Wars, maybe.
Yeah, like you might get him and Garfield back again for another little cameo, but I think even that, I think, is ruined.
You've let it out of the bottle now. Like,
yeah, it's now not special, so just like leave them alone. But I don't think we're ever going to get a number 4. I do think it's kind of... Look, he's not down to direct it. There's also Jon Favreau has been rumoured. Drew Goddard, who directed the Cabin in the Woods movie, who we talked about last week, he's also being rumoured to direct it. So there's some options there. They know they're going to do 4, 5, and 6 with Tom Holland. And they also probably want to pass it on to Miles Morales at some stage in those movies.
Because Tom Holland doesn't want to be Spider-Man forever.
Because he'll be 35, like he'll probably want to move on.
It's interesting that they did that Drew Goddard and Sam Raimi are both mentioned as like two horror directors.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
That gives me a little bit of hope. You were going to do like a horror based villain, you could technically do that. I don't know, like who...
Like a jack-o'-lantern, perhaps?
No, not like a jack-o'-lantern. Like one of the big ones.
Like a... Well, see, like Mysterio would be kind of horror-y.
It's already been done.
Yeah, and actually, like, if you get into the Mystic Spider stuff, there's a bunch of... Get Ezekiel Sims in as the
Jesus,
villain.
I hope fucking not. Jesus Christ. No, I mean, you could do Green Goblin again. I don't know if Raimi would want to do Goblin, though. I mean...
No, I think he's tread that too well so far. Like, he got Willem Dafoe in as Green Goblin. And then Willem Dafoe came back as Green Goblin.
There's been so many comments, by the way, on my Twitter of people, like, re-watching Dafoe as, like, the original Goblin, just being like, this man is a complete menace. Like, everything he says is just lunacy. Just complete madness. Watching that first movie, by the way, that doesn't get made now. Like,
no, not a chance.
You would be kicked out of Hollywood straight away.
Have you seen the promo for that? Where it's like, for the 90% of the promo, you don't know it's a Spider-Man movie. You just see a load of lads robbing a bank and then they're get webbed up.
Yes. Yeah, I have seen that.
So restrained and I really appreciate it.
Like, because it was a completely different world. And Raimi's just like, in the nicest way possible, a weirdo. A very talented weirdo.
Using the pieces we have at the minute, Venom might be the shout.
He hates Venom though. Like, notoriously. No.
He loves Venom. The studio made him include Venom when he didn't want to.
Ah, okay.
So now he gets a chance to do Venom right. There was that teaser at the end of No Way Home that a bit of Venom was left in the MCU from Tom Hardy. And then just get Sam Raimi to do a good Venom.
You know what? This is one of those where it's like all these rumors of like top contenders to direct the movie. It could be fucking anyone. They might have a no name. It's absolutely fine. Like, it could still be really good.
So my dream.
Sorry?
My dream, what I would love, if Sam Raimi is doing it, and it's purely based off of the Wanda Mirror shit that we saw in Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
But The Spot, I know he was done in Spider-Verse.
Oh, The Spot. He would do a terrifying Spot.
It would be horrifying. I would love it so much.
Yeah, like, that would be so good. I seen Raimi's name being rumoured for it, and I was like, you know what? I never even thought of that, because I was always like, oh, Raimi's coming back to do Tobey Maguire. But if you get rid of all that, I do think it's... I mean, he's done Doctor Strange. He's in with that Marvel team now. He has history. It makes kind of a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I feel now he's done one, he can start, you know... stake and claim over things. It's just like, no, this is how we should do it, you know.
Especially because this universe is already set up so well, in terms of like, they've already got the three movies, we've already had the like really Peter Parker moment where he gives up everything to save everyone, and he's got nothing left. Now I don't know if you could make Tom Holland as sad as Maguire is in those movies, because that's like, Tom Maguire is the most sad boy in all of New York.
He does go through a lot in those movies.
He gets fucked up, man.
Like, at least everyone he loves has either forgotten him or died at this point. So he hasn't too much more to lose, to be honest.
Yeah. And I think, to be honest with you, I don't know if they'll get Tom Holland back for 3. Thinking about it, I know that the rumored was a 3 movie to contract. I think they just want 1. I know he's like, he probably wants to get away from it, really.
Honestly, I think he's probably done. I don't know the fucking man, but I think he's probably a little bit done with it. I could see him doing like 1.5 and then passing it off to Miles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Miles takes over for a while.
Let's just do something fucked up. I just want Raimi to absolutely ruin that boy's life.
You could do it like the Marvel Ultimate Universe and just fucking kill Peter Parker. Like, actually have him die.
I mean, it wouldn't be bad.
It would be... And look, I don't subscribe to the Iron... Like, this, you know, Iron Boy, that he was just Iron Man Jr. But... they were really set on making Peter Parker a successor to Iron Man. Having him die in a big battle might not be a bad shout.
Does he say, "I am Iron Man" before he does it?
He does, yeah. He gets real confused. He's horribly concussed at this point.
He's really beaten up. It's like in bits. I think, look, if whatever happens, we'll probably learn more coming into it. But Sam Raimi being signed on, I wouldn't be against it. I think it's...
No. I'm a fan cool. of that. Yeah, give me, just cast, you know, get good directors. Make it Tarantino's 10th film, who cares?
Tarantino could do a good Spider-Man, let's just do a good one, why not? I mean,
make a good one, please. Have him swing in New York for a bit, please. I would like
I just like Spider-Man, let's put him in good movies.
Yeah.
Or like good comic books, or good anything, good media. It's cool.
I've caught up on X-Men 97, by the way. I know that's not related, but it's...
Sorry, yeah, I've been trying to get you to watch it for weeks. Sean, what update?
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's good God, it's so...
You thought I was lying.
I thought the whole internet was lying. I was like, there's no way it's this good.
Yeah.
And it's this good.
Did you go in with like a hater attitude of like, it's not going to be that good?
I went in ready to be disappointed, and I just was never.
It never is. And what do you think of Cyclops in it?
How dare they make me like Cyclops?
The world's biggest dork.
The world's biggest dork. The world, like, he's just not a, like, he shouldn't, no one should like
him,
Cyclops.
Him lasering the ground to catch himself is just the best.
It's the coolest thing in the world. The bit, I don't want to do spoilers, because genuinely it's one of those shows. I don't want to tell anyone about it.
No, don't spoil anything. It's just, if you haven't seen X-Men 97, it's on Disney Plus. It's on Wonder Channels.
Yeah, for now it's fucking available. Who knows?
They might delete it. I don't know. But yeah, go check that out definitely if you're into comic books and stuff like that. But Sean, that's it for the movie news. We're moving into our weird news thing.
Jingle
and
time.
And that is, it's jingle time. Wow, what an amazing jingle. Once again,
better
I
every week,
heard.
I think.
What?
It's better every week, I think.
I think I like the idea that it gets worse or it changes every week to something.
It starts
like,
breaking down.
Just like, gets louder every week.
It's directly tied to my mood and how I'm feeling when I edit it.
Why is it all of a sudden low? It's weird.
Yeah. Sean, why is it silent?
He's dead. Sean, we're going to start off. It's a weird news. Sean, what is the story here?
Oh, you have spent the week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world. You're about to read them all out to me, a man who has been too busy trying on mood rings in the pound shop to look at any weird news.
And did you find one?
They were all magic eight balls, actually. And outlook unclear, let me tell you.
Sean, we're going to start off in Beijing, where a half a marathon is under investigation after three runners appear to allow a Chinese man to win.
What? Yes. Did they rig the marathon?
The 13-mile run on Sunday was won by He Ji, a member of China's marathon team, and footage appears to show three runners from Kenya and Ethiopia slow down at near the finish line to allow him to finish first. Now,
look, they might have just been wrecked at that point, you know?
Sean, I would really like if you watched the clip, because it is amazing.
China half marathon.
The four of them are going to the finish line. They've ran the whole thing together. It's been an hour and 3 minutes. They're fucking putting in a serious pace. And then just before the end, the three lads very clearly like give him the old like arm to the side of, "On you go there now," while they're running.
And look, it is close right at the end there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the lads, they do all have steam left in them. Man, it's not a good look, I'll be honest.
They're fully looking at him, just being like, "Lad, are you coming? You're meant to finish first."
Yeah. No, the lads are, like, the lads behind him could come, they're jogging, like, when he's, like, full on running.
Yeah. So two of the runners were from Kenya and one of them was from Ethiopia, and they very clearly slowed down to let him run ahead of them to win the race. So when asked after the race, one of the Kenyan runners said, "He let him win because he's my friend."
Really? That's very generous of him.
He also added he was not given any financial reward for doing so.
No, but the reward might, like, look, I don't know if anyone in China listens. I don't know if they're if that's if we made it through the firewall, fair. But,
fair play to you.
Yeah, but like maybe the reward is that you get to leave China.
Yeah, that could be an issue of like. Or could just be, and now look, it's a sporting event, so are people allowed to bet on it? And if you did, and if you bet on one of the lads, would you not be like, I'm now bankrupt?
I'm just saying it's weird for four lads to be jogging towards the end of a finish line at a marathon. Like,
just like, well, three of them jogging, one of them clearly and scientifically bollocksed, just trying to get it to the finish line.
So, like, what's the... What's the protocol here? Because who awards the medals? It's the Chinese marathon organizer.
I assume, presumably. Yeah. And he runs for the Chinese Olympic team.
Yeah. So you would think it's locked in. But then other people ask for it to be verified? Is that the
So
the
it's
case?
Under investigation, I think, from them. The event organisers, the Beijing Sports Competition Management and International Exchange Centre, said it was investigating the incident. So the International Exchange Centre might have different views, but like, if the race is investigating itself, I'm assuming they'll be like, everything was great, please fund us for next year. But if the International Exchange get involved, they're probably going to be like, that's fairly dodgy now, to be honest.
Yeah, that's not a great look. What date is your information from, by the way? Because, not to take over your role, but I may have an update.
Oh, this is from last Thursday? Wednesday? What's yours?
Thursday, Wednesday. See, mine is from 19th, which is last Friday.
Oh, okay.
A statement from the committee placed blame on XTEP, a Chinese sports equipment manufacturer and a sponsor of HEI. Claiming that the company failed to properly register the other runners as non-competing pacer runners.
Fuck off.
causing them to be mistakenly listed as competitors.
That's amazing.
So they were fully just like, nah, it was a mistake, so it was an admin
the excuses,
thing.
They weren't even part of the race. They ran. So you're telling me that these three lads had ran 13 miles in an hour as pacing runners?
Yeah. That's not who the pacing runners are for.
These boys are the fastest pacing runners I've ever seen.
They're more aspirational runners than anything.
They're like the legends that you get in to be like, I want to be as fast as them. So their way to get around it was to say, well, they weren't even part of the race. So of course they were letting them win.
Of course, that was their job, was just to make sure he didn't go too fast.
He did, because he was going too slow. No, there's always a danger that his feet will catch on fire because his feet are moving so quickly. So they're in front of him to be like, now we only want to do these 13 miles in an hour because that's very slow. So you just keep... So that's even funnier though. If they're the pacers and they've ran that in that time, by the end of it, he clearly can't keep up with them. And they're still like, go on
and
finish it there.
Back, yeah. And being like, go on, tip it over yourself there. Also, there's no one else around them in the video.
No, they'd won the thing by a mile. Well, the three lads had.
Three lads won it by a couple of miles, I'm going to be honest.
They were slowing down, to be honest. Like, they were like just keeping up with him.
Yeah, it's the first half hour, half marathon.
That's great. I think they should do that for every race from now on. Like... Just, I think when Ireland goes to the Olympics, because we're not very good at running. Well, we're decent, but like, we're never going to win.
We had a good run for a while.
Sonia Sullivan was good in fucking Sydney, lad. It's unreal. I wouldn't say we're the worldwide known. We're more road, boxing, that kind of thing, right?
Anything where I can sit down or fight, yeah.
Yeah, but that kind of stuff, I think when we get told that we came seventh, in the 8-person race, I think we should be told that the other 6 people ahead of us were pace runners and shouldn't have been registered. Yeah. Like, even if it's Usain Bolt, he shouldn't have been registered. He was a pace runner.
Yeah. I just think that's fair because of, like, what we're able to do, you know?
It's actually unfair for them to run faster than us.
Yeah, like, when... Clearly, we're the fastest. We're here, like, we're the best. We're the best there is. Also, this is happening in Ireland, for what it's worth. Let's just not forget that. And
So look, I seen that story and I was like, that's so funny, and you adding that bit in, that's even better. That's they investigated themselves and they found that the tree lad shouldn't have been in the race, which then brings into, well, then how did they get through security?
Yeah, I'd wager there's a lot of steps to be a runner, a pace setter from a different country in a marathon hosted
by. So they flew from Kenya to be a pace runner in this marathon. Yeah.
Three of their best runners, Olympic athletes.
So Ethiopia sent one, and Kenya sent two of their best runners for a jog.
Yeah, just to set the pace, you know, just to hold everyone back a little bit.
Yeah. So we're going to move on to our next piece of news, Sean. And look, I'm going to ask you a question. We have a rule here that we don't talk about debt, right? Don't cover stories where people die.
Which does, weirdly, it eliminates a lot of weird news.
An awful lot. Like, I had a story this week of a guy who shot his housemate because he thought he was going to try... He tried to put a bounty on him for Bigfoot to kill him. And so, you can see why I so on want paper, to talk about that.
Perfect headline, but brings the tone down.
But, Sean, I really wanted to know, do you want to talk about the Weekend at Bernie's situation that happened this week?
I do. Okay. I have some thoughts.
This is the story of the Brazilian woman who brought her dead uncle to the bank to try and get him to sign her a loan out of said bank.
And it's... Look, as a man who tries to avoid weird news, this made its way to me.
It's fascinating to watch. So the video has gone viral, obviously, in the last week. And what happens is we have Erica de Souza Vieira Nunes got caught on camera earlier this week in Rio de Janeiro, where she appeared to have a corpse with her as she attempted to secure some financing, about a $3,500 loan. So she basically is seen talking to her uncle at various points, asking him if he can hear her and if he's listening, instructing him to sign, even though he's clearly not...
passed on.
He's on alive, is what I would say.
As the kids say it these days.
He'd be on alive recently. And the woman also attempts to hold his head straight as it constantly tilts and falls back. If you haven't seen the video, I would... Maybe skip it.
It's kind of a tough watch, I'll be honest. It's very weird.
Yeah.
Weird news, I suppose. A very similar thing happened in Ireland not too long ago.
True, with the post office.
The post office. Yeah, they were collecting the pension from the post office.
Yeah, they went in with their dead friends. Yeah, I remember that.
It was in the St. Patrick's Day parade after it. Little lads carrying a mannequin.
Actually, by the way, I heard my favourite joke I've heard probably in about a year and a half last week. Okay. So
We've been doing the show week on week, but whatever.
I was in Spain last week, right? So the shows were still going out, but I wasn't even in the country.
You guys never knew.
You never even knew, right? But I wasn't here. But I drove to the airport with my partner at like 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, or something like that. And it was the transport from the car park, the airport car park, to the airport in Dublin.
Yeah, little shuttle bus.
Runs every 10 minutes, right? Fairly quick. Yeah, but there was clearly a turnover. One of the bus drivers had finished, maybe he finished his shift at 2, and he got off, and some other lad was meant to turn up. We were waiting, and a Dublin airport employee came up beside us and was just kind of standing there with his backpack, clearly starting his shift, probably in the airport, right? Yeah. And then suddenly a bike appears, and this like 60-year-old guy cycles down, parks his bike, and then he starts chatting to your man, who's his best friend. Two really thick Dublin accents.
And
so we were just standing there, like, and just like, all right, this is cool. So it's just me and her going to get on this bus. And then what's so funny is the friend with the backpack goes, are you going to the airport? Because, like, you're the only two people. And we were like, oh, yeah, we'll go. And he just goes, oh, yeah, Stephen Roche will bring us here. No, Stephen Roche is in the cyclist, as in his friend had turned up on a bike.
Yeah.
Right? So the classic... No, it wasn't actually Stephen Roche. The joke is, Sean, that this 65-year-old man had turned up on a bike and his friend from work was like, ah, yeah, Stephen Roche will bring you to the airport.
For a second, I thought you meant you were getting cycled over to the airport.
No. it was one of those moments where I was just like, that is classic Irish humor.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's turned up to work with a weakness. He cycled to work. So Stephen Roach is one of our most famous.
One of his close, yeah, very yeah. famous cyclist. One of his closest friends decided, I'm now going to take the piss out of this man.
And he just kept calling him Stephen the whole way to the airport.
As you were on the bus together, like. I love this country.
I love that shit. I really fucking love that shit. Like, you get people that we had that famous ad that was going around recently here that was like, if you did Taekwondo for a week when you were 12, all your friends call you Bruce Lee. Like, yeah. Just stupid shit that, like, doesn't make any sense, but it's just really funny.
Yeah, you get away with nothing. Like, anything is game. If anyone comes over, anything is game for you to be mocked about. And it's not in bad spirits either. Everyone's having a good
time.
One
of my best friends has the nickname Sleepy because we were on our way to a soccer match when we were 12 and he fell asleep in the team bus and the manager said, Sleepy, you're playing in midfield. And everyone went, Sleepy! So everyone has called him Sleepy.
Ever since.
Years. It's been 20 years and he's still Sleepy.
And that's his name. I know him as Sleepy.
Yeah, it's Sleepy.
We were at a venue for a wedding. We were viewing it over the weekend. And as we pulled into the car park, there was a load of supercars were parked there. They had some fucking exhibition or rally on. So we pulled in like, oh man, this might be a pricier place than we thought. But they just park there and take a few photos and then they head off. But the wedding coordinator was walking out with us and walked past the cars and just said to one of the guys, oh, you could have watched it, couldn't you?
Just ended like, him.
It's a charity rally. Like, there's no need for that.
Just fucking destroyed him. Absolutely no. Good, harmless, just fun.
Just cut him down in front of his friends.
I just think it's important people need to be cut down repeatedly.
Yeah. You need to be humbled every so often.
All the time. Just the stupidest shit ever. Just absolutely, like, I know my parents, she wore white jeans and, like, black boots once, and I was like, oh, what are you doing in the Grand National? Never wore them again. Good. That was game Classic over. It was taken off immediately.
I saw a lad in a pub, his missus had a one-shoulder strap dress kind of deal, and he just played the Big Show entrance music.
WWE wrestler, the Big Show.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Big Show. That's a classic bitch.
Oh, man. It's so stupid. Just the whole way through the airport, by the way, I was just like, that's cheering me up. At 2 o'clock in the morning, what's cheering me up? Just pure stupidity. Just that kind of comedy where it's completely harmless, but also just completely cutting for no reason.
It's weirdly clever, I think, is the marker of it. It's like, yeah. Even as the quote-unquote victim of the comedy, you have to acknowledge it's fucking clever.
You're like, oh, fuck, I've been done there. I have nothing to come back with either.
It's like, I admire it, what you've
done.
I
mean, he turned up on a bike. He has to be called Stephen for the rest of the day.
Yeah, it's just how we could have called him Lance either. That would have been fine.
Yeah. We were talking about the person in the bank who got the load out, Sean. Weekend at Bernie's, you don't see it often.
It's a real Hail Mary of a move, I feel.
Mm.
I think it's never been done well, except for the film Weekend at Bernie's, which is fictional.
Which is fictional. That is going to be a tough look. The bank world, by the way, were not convinced and immediately rang the police, because obviously.
Yeah. There's something in a human that I think you can just recognise a dead body. Like, you'll know that person's not
It's like
alive.
A safety thing. You're like, well, there's debt here.
Yeah, like the way the Polar Express looks weird. Like, you can just tell when a face isn't.
There's something wrong. There's something wrong with those children. I don't know what it is, but they should be thrown off that train.
And also, if you try to sign a document and someone has to physically move your hand in the shape of a signature, it's kind of a tough look.
Rough. You could say they got on a lot of drugs, but then why are they taking out a loan?
Yeah. What's the loan for?
Yeah.
Who's it for?
Yeah. Okay, we're going to move on, Sean, to our next piece of news that has just been thrown in specifically for you. Now, this comes from strong publication here, The Sun. They have the exclusive rights to this show, to the story, not to the show.
Folks, I just want to say I don't endorse any of this. Preemptively, He's going to try and paint me in a bad light here.
No. Well, you'll know why I threw it in. Because a few months ago, Sean, we had a very famous chat here about your uncle who likes to steal things. Would you like to remind everyone what the chat was about?
I was after a few monsters, but I came up with the thought experiment that if my uncle stole valuable paintings, sold them on, bought a lottery ticket, gave it to me, and then I won the lottery, do I get to keep that money?
Because is it legally your money because it was bought with illegal goods?
But it was gifted to me, the ticket, not the money.
It started off as a very simple question and then devolved into you getting more and more extreme so you could get the money. And
almost like I was in the situation currently and needed the money.
I was like, you were looking for an out.
I was looking for legal advice.
You've come to the right place, Sean. But I have a story this week that really caught my eye in that my debit card was stolen and used to buy a lottery ticket that won £4 million.
Oh.
Fuck. Oh, Jesus.
Like, here's the thing, and I don't mean to set a precedent here, but unless you were planning on buying that same lottery ticket in that same day. At that exact moment, you're not owed anything.
Oh, he's gone back on himself. Suddenly when it's not him, he's no longer wants the money.
I think I'm still on the same boat here, because if that person had given that lottery ticket to someone else, that's me in that situation. Mm. If my uncle...
So this is Joshua Addyman. And John Ross Watson and Mark Goodrum from Bolton bought the winning scratch card while on a stealing safari in London. So they beat the odds and got a maximum 4 million raid scratch card jackpots. So to win one of three maximum 4 million raid scratch card jackpots. So they did the scratch cards, they scratched it and they won the fucking 4 million jackpot.
Insane.
Which, like, only three of them exist. It was the odds of 4 million to 1.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But, like, again, but they were in the mood to buy scratch cards. The person whose card was stolen, it sucks. But,
Sean, I thought you'd be with the victim here. You've gone straight to the thieves. Actually, you know what? That's more likely for you. Now that you mentioned
it. How much was the scratch card?
That's how you robbed.
If someone robbed you were owed the price of a scratch card.
This is the opposite of what you said when you get the money.
It's the exact same as what I said.
No, you said.
Means you come across the means to purchase a lottery ticket or scratch card.
No, because
that scratch card winnings become yours.
That you would owe that money, the €10 that your uncle gave you back, and you said, I don't want to give them €10. I remember specifically you saying that.
See, now maybe I've grown, but I would give them the €10 if I get to keep the rest of it.
What happened was that Joshua was out on a day in London, and the two lads stole his card. And then when they made their claim to the Cash Public, saying a pal who wanted to remain anonymous had given them the debit card. So basically, once they got... once they got the money, they had to go obviously through the proper thing to be like, we want this, whatever.
You can't just go to a shop, you have to go to like the lottery headquarters.
Yeah, it's 3 million, like a shop can't give you that, or 4 million or whatever. But the conspiracy faltered after they let slip that they didn't even have bank accounts, with Camelot then investigating the win because obviously the scratch card was bought with a bank card. So then they're like, why, if neither of you have bank accounts, do you have a scratch card ball with a bank card?
Could you say that you found it? If you found...
here we go. If you find the card that's been reported stolen...
Yes.
You would have to prove that you found it and didn't steal it.
Yeah, you would have to prove that probably. But can you prove it's stolen, I would say, is the other argument.
You could just say he dropped it.
Could have just found it in the street, he's a careless man.
But then they would say, okay, what street? And then they would know where he's been. So you have to really specific... But I suppose if you stole it, you know vaguely where he's been.
Yeah. And then... I think the onus is on the person to prove it was stolen rather than to prove it was found.
Yeah. You know? So their claim was that their pal had given them the card, but he wished to remain anonymous.
I mean, it's not the worst defense.
I mean, what else can you do?
That's the same as my uncle giving me a lottery ticket.
Yeah, it's just like
a pal gave me the card.
Now, the issue here, though, is that Josh has figured out that he doesn't get any of that money. So he was contacted by the police at the time, but they never revealed any details about what his debit card had bought. They just were like, oh, your debit card was used in a robbery today.
In this location, yeah. Right. But he's like, unless...
Sorry, Josh then says, I've had my credit card stolen before, so I was like, why is this such a big deal? Josh, what are you doing?
maybe just switch to tap on your phone,
Do you have a wallet?
Are you wearing loose cards?
Like, what are you doing? Just have your card in your back pocket walking around London?
Get together, Josh.
Please, Josh.
But, unless Josh can prove that every day at that exact same time, right before those thieves would have went in to bought a scratch card, he usually buys a scratch card. It's not like he was going to buy it. Like, it's not his money.
Yeah, they kept asking, by the way, to go to court, to go to see the, and he was so confused because they wouldn't tell him why. They just said, they sent police to his house, and he says, like, I was like, I'm not going to Manchester to say what's going on. I don't know what
he's... For a lost card, like.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, why am I going to court?
Here's the thing, and here's the other side of it, is that if the thieves don't get that money, does that stay with the government?
Who gets that money, Sean? Who gets it?
I don't want it to be the government.
They apparently used the card to buy £180 worth of items in a card machine at a Lundus.
Okay. Nice, lovely deli in some Lunduses.
A lovely deli. Do you think they delied out when they were getting scratch cards or just scratch cards?
Oh, you get a deli as well, surely, if you have basically unlimited money on a debit card.
Oh, Josh said the card was stolen when he was on a night out in Clapham. They had seen his card details and wrote the numbers down on his hand.
Now, Josh, how are you aware of this?
Actually, how did you mention it? Josh, how do you know that?
Yeah, if you're on later... Look, I don't... I'm not victim-blaming Josh. I'm just doing a comedy bit.
Yeah.
If you were in a state to lose your card, how are you in a state to perceive writing on the back of someone's hand? How do you know it was those numbers?
I put it to you, Josh, that you are the real criminal here and you're sneaking £4 million underneath your coat.
Josh, have you seen Fight Club by any chance? I think you're being Fight Clubbed right now.
That's like, so you could work in like a psychiatric unit and just like, you'd be the worst nurse ever, like psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Just like someone's going through a really difficult time, like they've just been off their meds and it just hasn't been going great for them in their head. You're like, have you been fight clubbed recently? I think you're being fight clubbed right now.
It's a very medically sensitive term we like to use here called fight clubbed. And I think you've been fight clubbed.
And every single patient is just Fight Club.
They're all Fight Club. But there's actually no patients. I've been Fight Club.
You've been Fight Club. That's obviously where we're going with this, yes. So, just a random thought, Sean. M. Night Shyamalan has that new trailer for his Trap movie.
Yes. I think the daughter's the real killer.
I was just about to say it. I think the daughter's the killer and he's covering it up. That's just our twist guess for the M. Night Shyamalan movie coming out soon.
That's a little peppering of movie news within
just,
your weird
I just
news.
Seen it and I wanted to know what your thoughts was because I thought the exact same thing.
Yeah, good trailer, I will say. Mm. Like, really sells the movie, but Old had a good trailer as well.
Old was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Yeah, that was quite bad.
Yeah, that was on the plane and I elected to sit in silence instead of watching it.
I'm trying to remember when that came out because I remember I went to the cinema and my friend was there and we were going to see something else, like something good. I can't remember what it was, but it was something good. And it was It was one of those where I was talking to him and I was like, oh, how's it going? Yada, yada. What are you going to see? Oh, I'm going to see Old. And I kind of gave him a look like, oh, no. But he was like, no, I've heard it's good. And I think we went to see something really good. And he was just like, why didn't I go see that?
I should have believed you when you said Old was bad.
Because we were in the same line. I think the movie started at the same time and he made a choice. It was a sliding doors moment that he went right and I went left. And he experienced Old.
So Old came out in July of 2021. Also that year, I'm trying to think what you might have seen here. The French Dispatch came out. Nobody, Snake Eyes, Jungle Cruise, Godzilla versus Kong.
No, I don't think it was any of them.
The Green Knight. You ever seen The Green Knight?
No, I don't think it was that one. Maybe check June. What came out in June 2021?
Oh, wait. Spider-Man No Way Home came out. Oh. Could it have been that?
Yeah, it probably was that, yeah. We probably went to see that. Yeah.
Free Guy.
Actually, maybe Free Guy as well.
Yeah, that tracks. That makes sense. And then... Yeah, I said Jungle Cruise, but did you see Jungle Cruise?
I didn't know. But that's actually... They were Fight Clubbed in that. Just no spoilers, but they were Fight Clubbed in that. So, Sean, you're saying with this, Josh is completely at fault and...
He's not at fault. He just is owed nothing. He's owed his card back and the €2 that it cost for the scratch.
It's funny, because I think if your card was stolen and was involved in something like this, you would fully be like the opposite.
I think... No, I don't think I would be. I think I would milk it for content, surely.
True.
I think it'd be more of a funny situation that happened to me.
There's no way you would jump on this show and be like, wait till you hear the funny adventure I'm after having today.
Well, Connor, I'll have you know, I won €9 on the lotto the other day.
Did you?
Still haven't cashed in the ticket, but we'll get there.
What are you going to spend the €9 on?
Probably
another ticket.
Probably another ticket, to be honest.
But you can't really push your luck. You've already got one win.
I won €4 like 6 months ago.
Okay, so we're up to 11, €13. Okay,
€13 altogether.
Yeah. So yeah. How much is a lotto ticket every week?
I don't know. It's like £4, I think.
He doesn't even know.
Quick picks.
That's how much money he has. With his €13.
I buy it as I'm getting my hash browns on the way to work.
Hash browns?
Yeah, I get hash browns. Anyone out there, veggie replacement for a chicken fillet roll, same thing, just with hash browns instead of chicken. It's real good. Yeah, it's solid. Get the warmth, get the crunch.
Okay.
Lots to be said for it.
Sean, we're going to finish off weird news this week. We're going to Florida. For the first time in a few weeks, because I have drunk Florida woman spotted driving on three tires, told deputies she was unaware.
Was she on a tricycle? Because that's not weird.
A 49-year-old Seminole woman told deputies that she didn't realise she was driving around on three tyres last week. Officials arrested Anna Louise Keller after receiving multiple 911 calls reporting that she was driving a dark grey Nissan recklessly with no passenger side front tyre.
Jesus. I mean, I guess it's if you had to pick a tyre to be missing... Is it rear wheel drive? I hope it is.
Well, I mean, if it wasn't, then she would just be going in a circle.
That's true. Unless you really steer into it.
Unless you're really going into it, like leaning properly into it. She was spotted driving south on Hamlin Boulevard. The sheriff's office says deputies conducted a traffic stop to conduct a welfare check. When they spoke to Keller, they smelled alcohol. She admitted she'd had one drink. And told deputies she was unaware that there was any other issues going on. When told that she was missing a tyre, she seemed shocked and was like, wait, what? A tyre?
How did that... How long was she missing it, though?
Like, well, multiple 911 calls had to go in, so... To be fair, I don't think she's probably driving that quick.
Oh, no, definitely not. But, like, did she drive from home to somewhere? Have a few drinks and
then she's probably driving back from somewhere. Because she failed the sobriety test and had unsteady bloodshot eyes. They say her alcohol concentration was 0.16 and the legal limit is 0.08. So double the legal limit.
Right, okay. What does 0.16 mean? Because there's a scale of these things.
That's
of,
true.
Like, the exploring blood alcohol levels. 0.16. The term sloppy drunk applies.
So drunk enough to miss, like, not know you don't have a tire?
I guess, yeah. Dysphoria will become stronger, nausea may occur, walking becomes difficult, and you may fall and hurt yourself.
They found 4 empty Busch Light beers in a bag on the passenger side of the SUV with a receipt showing that they had been purchased 2 hours previously.
Okay, so 4 beers in 2 hours. Busch Light. What's the alcohol
There's
content?
There's no need to do this research.
It's 4.1%. Yeah, you wouldn't be great after 4.
Like 4 of them and then driving. I think you're more than overconfident, I think, at that point.
Oh, you're fully confident is
oh,
the issue.
Oh, you're full, boys. You are. I'm fucking feeling great.
It's...
By the way, that's only the alcohol they could see that she had taken.
True. Yes, there could have been others. Or there could have been some black coffees there that we didn't know about.
She had multiple black coffees and some waters.
She was really jittery and hammered.
Yeah. She was just, you know, look, she was completely sober, but at the same time, completely drunk. That's just the way it is. But, Sean, there's a level of drunk that I think you would still notice if you were missing a fucking tyre.
Yeah. I mean, look, we all do the vehicular inspection before we get in any car, don't we, Connor?
1, 2, 3, 4. Good.
A simple can. One tyre per can is my motto.
I think before I get into any car, I do a quick check. Quick count. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Okay, we've got the 4. And a steering wheel, I'm not really counting that as a 5, but it's there if needed.
True. Now, look, she might have counted the spare by mistake.
Oh, but she didn't put it on, though. counted it.
It was with her, though. It was technically part of the car.
I tell you something, it was with the car. And it was with her. But it wasn't where it should have been. Unfortunately, she had the spare one on just on the roof or just like under the bonnet or something.
It's in the passenger seat, it's buckled in.
Minding the beers.
That's keeping them cold.
Keeping them cool.
It's full of ice.
They're like, did you not have a spare wheel? I did. I'm not a fucking idiot, officer. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm not going to drink a warm Busch Light,
fucking
am I?
Fucking hell, I'm not an idiot. What do you think of Florida man here? Would you be able to get her out with this ticket, or is she going to jail for a long time?
Oh, I mean, you would use the defence of...
a lot of defence.
Very few defences for drunk driving, to
be honest.
Can't count? Off balance?
I was off balance, but not from the drink. I was concussed.
In the war.
You're going
to have to fake a war record. This is a veteran.
This lady fought in 3 world wars. They're like counting on their finger, like World War One. That was 1914. How is she still alive? She's 150 years old. She looking
looks
well.
Great. And she's doing something right, let me tell you.
Every day she gets up and has a little walk and she keeps herself active. And shouldn't you all do the same, you bastards?
Shame on you.
Shame on you. No, Lord, me and the law. Thanks very much.
Me and the law.
Me and the law. She's a war veteran. Okay, cool.
We're handing out business cards in the courtroom.
to the people in the jury. If you ever need us, we're here. If you ever need us, we're here.
Just in case. We'll take anything.
Just in case. Like, anything can happen. We'll literally, honest to God, kill a few people. It's fine. Like, just take us. It's grand.
That's good for us if you do that.
Kill multiple people. So, Sean, I think that's it for this week's weird news.
What a very good week of weird news and movie news and the whole Heroes for Hire podcast in general, Connor. Would you like me to take us out?
Sure, why not?
Thank you very much, everyone, for supporting the show. We will be back on Friday with Hero or Zero, and then next Monday with another episode of the Heroes for Hire podcast. Big thank you to everyone over on Patreon, patreon.com/ Heroes for Hire podcast. Link to that is in the description. If you want to check us out over there, it helps us to keep the show going. And helps keeps doing the extra episodes, movie reviews and things like that that we do over there. You do also get a shout out on the show for supporting us. So big thank you to Roisin and Baby Ben Palmer, Joe Burney, Ryan Komatsu Dozer Enthusiast Evanson, Waffles Loves You and Hopes You Have a Good Day, David Clark, Sean Chuckin in the Wash and It'll Be Grand Jamieson, Dominic, Anna Irish Wallers Forever, and congrats Roisin on your baby Helm Roos, Danny McLaughlin, Lord Smish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Frost Overwhelmed by Uni and Other Bad Choices, Ed Ball, Connor and Lorraine are certain you could kill someone with a compass, just aim for the carotid artery, Russ is still working out the weird news, love, love, hate, weird story, intro, parfait, Luke the Gamer 1, Jackson Bruheim has released a new episode of Can Columbo Crack the Case, Liz had a few too many on St. Paddy's Day and tips to subscribe to the Patreon, Kira Lawler, Judge Lahey, The Amazing World of Keza, Mikey the Leinster Ledgebag, Chair's number one fan, Kyle Borowski, Rory, Sean subbed to the Patreon after 10 creamy pints, Pete can't wait to hear his name read out on the podcast, so definitely won't make it too long, and Jack Markham. Thank you all very much for your support. We really, really appreciate it. Head on over there if you want to support us, or there is things like the merch store down below, heroesforhire.ie/shop. Twitter is at heroesforhirepod, the 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Devilman's Discussion Group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just the one, please.
And I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So I've been Connor Lawler.
I've been Sean Meehan.
And we shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.